الحمد لله الحمد لله المبتدئ بحمد نفسه قبل أن يحمده حامد الخالق للإنسان المنعم عليه بالإيمان المرسل رسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم بالقرآن. وبعد، قال الله عز وجل: وبشر الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات أن لهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. In the previous verse, فَإِنْ لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا وَلَنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَاتَّقُوا النَّارِ, Allah spoke about the iqab, the jaza, the punishment of the kafirin. And in the current verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces the reward for the believers. So Allah says, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتِ. Allah tells Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, give glad tidings to the believers. Give glad tidings to the believers and to those who have done righteous deeds, that they shall have gardens. They shall have gardens. From the apparent verse of the Quran, we understand that that person who brings iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he does righteous deeds, he shall get jannat, gardens. From here we understand that if a person wants to earn his jannah, then he has to be a mu'min who does righteous deeds. What about that person who brought iman in Allah, but he didn't perform a single good deed? Will he earn jannah? So yes, that person will also earn Jannah. But after having paid for all of his sins in Jahannam, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will admit him into Jannah. This verse is referring to those people who brought iman in Allah, then they performed good deeds, they stayed away from making guna, so they abstained from sin, they performed good deeds. Allah says these people will get Jannah immediately. And what type of Jannah? Allah says, أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. If you look into the previous verse, when Allah speaks about the fire of Jahannam, Allah gives us the description of Jahannam. Allah says, وَقُودُهَا النَّاسُ وَالْحِجَارَةِ, that the fuel of Jahannam is men and stone. And in this verse, when Allah gives us the description of gardens, Allah says, gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِيَ الْأَنْهَارِ, at the bottom of which rivers flow, beneath which rivers flow. Now we know there are so many anhar, rivers in Jannah. And the greatest river in Jannah is called Al-Kawthar. And as we read the surah, Suratul Kawthar, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given Al-Kawthar by Allah. Inna a'tainaka Al-Kawthar, indeed we gave you Al-Kawthar. What is Al-Kawthar? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith says, Nahrun a'tanihi Rabbi, it is a river which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam describes this Kawthar. He says that the water of Al-Kawthar is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. And then he says that the amount of utensils are as numberless as the stars. Adaduhu, the amount of utensils are as numberless as the stars. Now, this is the Kawthar that was given to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about the Hawd? We hear people question, they ask, what is the Hawd? What is the Hawd? The Hawd means the pool or the basin or the pond of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give the mu'mineen, those genuine and sincere believers, water to drink from this Hawd. So is there any difference between the Hawd and Kawthar? The reason why this question is asked, that is because in hadith we see the description that comes for Al-Kawthar is the very same description that comes for the Hawd as well. That the water of which is whiter than milk, sweeter than honey. This is the same description that is given for the Hawd as well. So ulama mentioned, yes, the water is the same. The water of the Hawd and the water of the Kawthar is the same. But the difference is that one is located and situated in Jannah, and the other is situated at a place outside Jannah. Al-Kawthar is in Jannah, and the Hawd is outside Jannah. We know that when the believers will rise from their graves, they will be very, very thirsty. There was no water for a long time, no water in the grave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be there to quench their thirst with the water of the Hawd, the pond of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So they will come, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will give them this water to drink from the Hawd of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This will come to them via a pipeline from Jannah. So there will be a pipeline that will come from Kawthar, and it will extend from there right to a place which is outside Jannah, and this is before the Hisab. So they will drink from this water before they come to take account for their deeds. So I ask you, imagine, if they drink from the Hawd of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, will they not get to drink then from the Kawthar that is in Jannah? Most definitely they will make it through this, and of course they will then drink from the Kawthar in Jannah. May Allah give us also this drink from the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then Allah says, كُلَّمَا رُزِقُوا مِنْهَا مِنْ ثَمَرَةٍ, قالوا من ثمرة الرزق قالوا هذا الذي رزقنا من قبل. Allah says, whenever the inmates of Jannah will be provided or will be given some fruit in Jannah, when the inmates of Jannah will be given a fruit in Jannah, they will say, this fruit we were given earlier in Jannah. رزقنا من قبل. This fruit we were given earlier in Jannah. Allah says, but the reality of the matter is, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِهًا. They will be given a fruit in Jannah resembling the fruit that was given to them earlier in Jannah. That is, it will resemble in name and in terms of the shakal, the shape of the fruit. But in terms of the taste of the fruit, no, the fruit that they will taste now will be far sweeter than the fruit that will be given to them previously in Jannah. Some Mufassirin mentioned that these inmates of Jannah will be referring to the time in the dunya. So when they are now given this fruit in Jannah, they will say that this fruit we were given before. Where in the dunya? It's the same fruit. Allah says, yes, وَأُتُوا بِهِ مُتَشَابِيًا. You are given a fruit similar to the fruit in dunya, but that is similar in name and similar in the shape, but not similar in taste. The taste, the fruits of the Jannah, the taste of these fruits in Jannah are far sweeter than the fruits of this world. Then Allah says, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. Allah says that these inmates of Jannah, they shall have spouses, they shall have wives. مُطَهَّرَةٌ, which will be pure, internally pure, externally pure, purified from all those things that the soul generally dislikes and detests. That is, the woman will not they will not urinate, or they will not pass stool, there will be no haid in Jannah. So, وَلَهُمْ فِيهَا أَزْوَاجٌ مُطَهَّرَةٌ. These women in Jannah will be pure. And then Allah says, the greatest ni'mah now for these inmates of Jannah is, وَهُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. That now they will remain in Jannah forever and ever to enjoy these bounties in Jannah now forever and ever. Unlike the bounties of this world, our cars, our properties, they are to be enjoyed till a certain time. Then after that, they will expire also when dunya will come to an end. But as far as the bounties of Jannah is concerned, these inmates of Jannah will enjoy them forever and ever. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this Jannah. There's a hadith in Tirmidhi. Imam Tirmidhi reports this hadith. He says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that whoever asks Allah for Jannah 3 times in a day, Allahumma adkhilna al-Jannah, Allahumma adkhilna al-Jannah, oh Allah, admit us into Jannah, admit us into Jannah, admit us into Jannah. The hadith states that Jannah then begins to make dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, now admit him into Jannah, put him into Jannah. And whoever asks Allah for protection from Jahannam, Allahumma anqivna minan nar, Ya Allah, protect us from Jahannam, protect us from Jahannam, protect us from Jahannam. If he makes his dua 3 times in a day, Jahannam then makes his dua, Ya Allah, save him from hellfire, save him from Jahannam. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.